Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline right now. We're joined by J.P. Finley from NBC Sports Washington, friend of the show. Hey, J.P., how are you?
Guys, what's going on?
Hello, J.P.
It's going to be fun. Thanks for joining us on short notice. What is the story out of Washington right now as far as Trent Williams is concerned?
I mean, it's a lot of hurry up and wait right now. I think I'm guessing the folks there in Ohio think that Trent to Cleveland makes the most sense. I think Trent to Cleveland makes the most sense. There's been, myself and others have reported that there's been conversations there. I think a lot of it, though, is going to hinge on what happens with the 10th overall pick and kind of what the Browns' priority is. You know, Trent's not necessarily going to be cheap, but he's going to be better than whoever you draft at 10. I think he'll be at least better this year and next, and then you can start to wonder if his body's going to break down or whatever. He'd be 34. But I think Trent can still play a few more years at a really high level. I mean, he had a year off, too, which doesn't hurt. I mean, he went through some serious procedures and stuff, but we'll see what happens.
He missed 13 games in the 3 years before sitting out all of last year. Does that concern the Cleveland Browns if they're really interested in this guy?
I don't know. Maybe it should. He gets banged up, and he plays through a lot, but he still gets beat up. So if it does concern them, I think it's legitimate. I mean, the numbers are what they are. It's not like a – you know, you can't write them all off. It's not one recurring injury, but his body just starting to get beat up like a lot of, you know, offensive linemen do later in their career. I wonder if he's not able to get a new deal done and he plays on the last year of this contract, how that would look. I would never call Trent injury prone, and he's super tough. I mean, I've seen him gut through some stuff in locker rooms and, you know, at practices when I see him, the amount of tape and just aches and pains when he's walking around during the week. So he's going to play through a lot. And, you know, I look at, especially, you know, in 2018, the last year he played, if they had stayed in the playoff hunt late, I think he would have kept playing. They kind of fell apart late. I think there were times where he put off surgery, and then finally was like, all right, I'm going to get the surgery because, you know, we're 5-8 and not going anywhere.
What do you think the value is there? What do you think the Redskins are hanging on to, and what do they want for him? You know, because, like, you know, one minute early on, I think I had heard first rounder, and then maybe that had backed off, and then what do you think they're holding out for here to make the deal?
I think the event was the ask was never a first. I think they just wanted to get a second and be done. Beyond that, I don't know. I think at this point, I think Cleveland has the 2/3. If they sent the 2/3 over, I think it'd be a done deal. Or even if it's a – I think the Skins are willing to be flexible on this because they just want to get it done. They're just not willing to be flexible on what the package is, if that makes sense. As long as they can get to a second-round value, they're cool with it. It's just a matter of getting to that second-round value.
If you're a team that needs a left tackle, is that too much to give up?
If you're asking me, no.
Okay.
I mean, I think part of the reason I think this could actually get done tomorrow when you get to Friday is that teams are going to be looking at their possible draft pick. They're going to be looking at whatever ticket they're holding, right? Let's just say it's the 58th pick or the 72nd pick, and then I'm just picking those at random. And they're going to be like, wait, I can get this kid who has some potential and I have control for 4 years, but I can get Trent Williams? And I think at some point the delta between the player you could select and the player that Trent Williams already is, it's just going to be so big that a team that's a contender or a team that just wants to show improvement or whatever, any NFL team should be like, all right, I want Trent. Let's stop this nonsense.
Let me throw the other mix in this and the number two pick. And obviously the majority of the world thinks it's going to be Chase Young, but is there any way they move off of that number two pick?
I mean, I've heard the floor is an RG3 offer. So that was three number ones. And I just don't think it's going to come. I really, and this is pure speculation on my part, but the rumors of Miami moving up to take a tackle, I don't see that at all. If you're moving up, it's for a quarterback. So maybe Miami's trying to get to three to get a QB. But I think the Skins are taking Chase Young. I don't know if you guys saw, there's Jay Glazer had a report that the Falcons tried to go up and that the Redskins turned it down. Rivera was very clear that he's not interested in just accumulating more picks, but that he wants value. He wants somebody as good as Chase Young if he's going to trade back. I don't think you can get anybody as good as Chase Young, but the one player I think they really like would be Jeff Okuda. And if you go to Atlanta, has the 16th pick. You're not getting anywhere close to Chase Young or Jeff Okuda at 16. So I think that will kind of eliminate the trade back options. I don't think they could go any further back than like six if Ron means what he says and he wants an immediate day one starter impact player that compares to Chase. And a lot of it gets attributed to Dave Gettleman, but Ron's history with the Carolina Panthers, and remember, Gettleman wasn't there Ron's last 2 years in Carolina, I think. They never traded back in the first round. They took their guy when they had their pick.
Huh.
We've kicked around the idea of a big deal with the number two pick and Trent Williams. Is there any way that the Redskins would put something like that together? And what would that cost, JP?
I don't know. I mean, who would want to, like, it's fun to have these kind of hypothetical conversations, but then you got to wonder, like, who wants it and what would they want it for? I mean, maybe the Dolphins could make sense, right? If they want number two and Trent and they give you 5, 18, and 26 and maybe a second also, it's hard to see those scenarios unfolding to me. And I think the Skins should try. And I know that the Skins are interested in player compensation. It doesn't have to be draft picks. But in a lot of ways, the teams that have the multiple first round picks to get something done, I think it's the Vikings, the Raiders, and the Dolphins. The Vikings aren't doing that sort of trade because they don't need a quarterback. They're not going to go all the way to the top. The Raiders are interesting, but it looks like they're already involved in a swap for Yannick Ngakoue. And I see John Gruden taking a QB, but like somebody that he Jordan Love or something that he really likes and he gets to work with for years, you know, like that kind of thing. I don't see them coming all the way up. So the only team in all of these scenarios is really Miami. And whether it's smoke or not, it seems like they're talking to Detroit and Trent's not really a part of their rebuild plan.
All right, let me just backtrack real quick on Trent Williams. One, do you think Trent Williams will still be playing football in Washington after tonight? Or trying to, at least?
I don't think he's ever trying to play football here again. unless like he's on another team and they play against the Redskins. But I don't know tonight, but I would say by the end of this weekend.
Okay, so you think he's gone by the end of the weekend?
There are people here that think they're just going to say if they don't get what they want, they're going to say, you know, screw it, we'll keep him. He can hold out, and we're going to try to trade him later, you know, as we get closer to the season for a 2021 draft pick. I find that not hard to believe. I just think they're close on getting a deal done, and they should get it done. I think at some point both Trent's people and the Redskins should be even lower their asking price and just get something done. Because this thing, I mean, I literally stayed up all night. Like, I just want it done.
Had enough, have you?
Hey, does the price go down?
We've been doing this for a year.
I know.
Yeah. Hey, does the price go down, though, once the draft starts or maybe once the Browns go on the clock?
The price goes down, I would think, significantly if the Browns draft a tackle.
Okay.
Because then let's assume it's not just Cleveland calling, right? And the Redskins have somewhat of a market. That market is propped up by the allure of Cleveland. And so if it depends who's in the hunt, but, you know, if all these top four tackles go and they go, I mean, it looks like three of them are going to go in the top 10 at least. You never know until draft night. And, I mean, Andrew Thomas a year ago was going to be the number one tackle. Then all of a sudden he was the fourth tackle. Now he might be the number one tackle again. Personally, I like the kid out of Iowa, but, like, you know, Becton's numbers were crazy, and then he got pops for weed. Like, who knows what's going to happen?
You got it. Hey, JP, thank you. Of course, we're reading your stuff at NBC Sports Washington, but we appreciate your time and giving us a lowdown on what's going on in the Capitol. Thanks, man.
No sweat. Hopefully next week we talk about, hey, what number is Trent going to wear in Cleveland? It's just a done deal.
For your sake, I think more than anybody else. JP, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Take care.
Thanks, JP.
And JP on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We appreciate his time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.